criminal law, we talked about solicitation. Solicitation is another inchoate offense, and all solicitation is... Well, I'll just read the definition. Solicitation involves the asking, enticing, or inducing, or counseling of another to commit a crime. So in other words, you're just asking somebody to commit a crime. Let's talk about what the actual requirements for solicitation is. So underneath the MPC approach, MPC 5.02, subsection 1, the definition of solicitation is that the solicitor must have the purpose, and that means their conscious objective or their conscious object, of actually committing the crime. Second, they need to command, encourage, or request the other person to engage in the conduct. And third, the conduct that they are asking for must either be the crime, an attempt to commit the crime, or asking them to be an accomplice to that crime. Under MPC 5.02, subsection 2, as long as the defendant has the intent and has made an act towards actually expressing that communication, he can be guilty. Our case that we have here actually talked about, I believe the case was State v. Cotton, but what happened here is that the person was writing letters to his wife. He was convicted of a crime, and he was put in jail and awaiting a hearing, and he had written his wife letters asking her to ask his stepdaughter not to testify against him. The issue is that his cellmate did not end up sending the letters because he had asked his cellmate to send the letters to his wife. The cellmate didn't send the letters to his wife, instead just turned the letters in. So underneath the MPC approach, according to the MPC definition, he would be guilty of a crime because he had the purpose, the conscious object of committing a crime that would be intimidating a person, intimidating a witness. He commanded, encouraged, or requested another person to engage in the conduct, specifically asking his wife to engage the stepdaughter and not testifying in court. And then the conduct asked for must either be a crime, the attempt to commit a crime, or make them an accomplice to the crime. All those things in this situation did end up causing that to be the case. Underneath the MPC approach, an express communication underneath 5.022 means that it doesn't need to be sent in order for it to be communicated. Meaning, even though the defendant's wife never received the letters, he can still be guilty of solicitation, even though she did not have that express communication. The common law approach, and that's what the court applied here, the common law approach, is that it needs to be expressly communicated. There would have needed to be evidence that she had obtained the letters in order for the defendant to be convicted of a crime. And that is solicitation in a nutshell. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Law Schoolers. Before I let you go, there are four things I want to say. The first thing is, if you enjoyed these episodes and if you enjoyed the website, I would invite you to go and join Law Schoolers Pro. And you can do that by going to lawschoolers.com/join. It's a way for you to support us, but there's also a lot of features there that I think you will enjoy. Second thing is that nearly all of our episodes are unedited. The only ones that aren't our pre-law materials, and the reason for that is so you can actually see the legal material in its raw form as I'm learning it as well. The third thing is that the information contained in these episodes are specifically only for educational purposes. They're not to be used as legal advice, and with that, the fourth thing is, if it is used as legal advice, we are not liable. That is, Law Schoolers is not liable for any legal outcomes. Thank you again for enjoying the show. Have a good one.